The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
We are in the final week of the Christmas season. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday, January 3rd, 2022, the Monday after Epiphany. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary, and today is the optional memorial of the Most Holy Name of Jesus. This devotion became popular because of 12th century Cistercian monks and nuns, but especially through the preaching of St. Bernardine of Siena. Bernardine used devotion to the Holy Name of Jesus as a way of overcoming bitter and often bloody class struggles and family rivalries or vendettas in Italian city-states. The devotion grew partly because of Franciscan and Dominican preachers. It spread even more widely after the Jesuits began promoting it in the 16th century. In 1721, Pope Innocent XIII extended this feast to the entire church. Let's offer this day to the Lord. My God, I adore you and I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, made me a Christian, and preserved me this night. I offer you the actions of this day. Grant that all of them may be in accordance with your holy will and for your greater glory. Protect me from sin and from all evil. Let your grace be always with me and with all my dear ones. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for all those suffering from religious discrimination and persecution. May their own rights and dignity be recognized, which originate from being brothers and sisters in the human family. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you're here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. In the name of Jesus, let every knee bow of those that are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and let every tongue confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father. These words are taken from the introit or the entrance antiphon of today's Mass, the Mass of the Holy Name of Jesus. And in turn, they're taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. And Lord Jesus, this makes me think, what's in a name? And why is it important? A name is a word or a couple of words that refers to a specific person. In the second article of the Creed, after we have professed our faith in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, we go on to profess you, Lord Jesus, and we say, I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. This is our faith. This is my faith. And in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we find this explanation of your name, Lord Jesus. Paragraph 430 says that Jesus means in Hebrew, God saves. Isn't that amazing, Lord Jesus? The Catechism goes on to explain that at the Annunciation, the angel Gabriel gave him the name Jesus as his proper name, which expresses both his identity and his mission. Since God alone can forgive sins, is God who, in Jesus, his eternal Son made man, will save his people from their sins. In Jesus, God recapitulates all of history of salvation on behalf of men. And Lord, this is so important for me to remember, that there is no other name by which I can be saved, by which anyone can be saved, apart from the most powerful name, your name, Jesus. That your name is not one more option amongst many. It's not a privileged way among many other ways. It is the only way, the only name by which we must be saved. And therefore, there is no salvation outside you and your church. The other important word is Christ. Christ, which, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church says in paragraph 436, comes from the Greek translation of the Hebrew Messiah, which means anointed. The Catechism goes on to explain that it became the name proper to Jesus only because he accomplished perfectly the divine mission that Christ signifies. This paragraph concludes by saying that Jesus fulfilled the messianic hope of Israel in his threefold office of priest, prophet, and king. And finally, Jesus, the word Lord. The explanation of this word blows my mind. In paragraph 446 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we find the following explanation. In the Greek translation of the Old Testament, the ineffable Hebrew name YHWH, by which God revealed himself to Moses, is rendered as Kyrios, which is Lord. From then on, Lord becomes the more usual name by which to indicate the divinity of Israel's God. The New Testament uses this full sense of the title Lord, both for the Father and, what is new, for Jesus, who is thereby recognized as God himself. And this is so clear in the writings of St. Paul. And so every time I read this word, I shall always remember that I'm referring to you as Yahweh, God's proper name in the Old Testament that was so holy, so ineffable, that many times it will have to be substituted by another word like Adonai. How awesome is that? This, Jesus, brings me to today's gospel, in which we see that great prophet, the greatest of the prophets, St. John the Baptist, who, upon seeing you coming, he says, "Look, there is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I spoke of when I said, a man is coming after me who ranks before me because he existed before me. I did not know him myself, and yet it was to reveal him to Israel that I came baptizing with water." In this passage, John, the apostle, the evangelist, points out to you by name. He says, seeing Jesus coming towards him, and then goes on to speak about what John says, especially when he points out to you as the Lamb of God. And so in this narrative, John the evangelist uses your proper name, Jesus. And then John the Baptist uses the reference, Lamb of God. Recently, I came across a charming little book called The Ten Commandments by Monsignor Charles Pope. Under the second commandment, the author says that at first glance, this commandment is easy enough to understand, that we must have that respect for the Lord's name. But in order for us to understand this commandment, it is important to understand, first of all, the ancient world and also the world of the Jewish people, whereby the disclosure of a name belonged to the order of trust and intimacy. The author observes that though individuals could be publicly known by their surname, title, or occupation, personal names were shared only among close friends or family. Therefore, it was a great gift and honor that the eternal, awesome, and unchanging God should reveal his name to us. And so what do we do in front of such great a gift? Monsignor Pope says that our response to this must always be one of gratitude and of silent, loving adoration of his name. He then makes the point that we should not introduce it into speech except to bless, praise, and glorify. And so this is the positive part of this commandment, that we should always praise, bless, and glorify God's name. And so Jesus, may always seek to do this whenever I use your name. May I always seek to bless you. May I always seek to glorify you and praise you. On the other hand, Jesus, help me never misuse your name. Help me never use your name in vain. Help me never ever blaspheme or even curse. Help me also be generous in making reparation whenever your name is not used well, whenever your name is misused. Monsignor Pope explains very well what it means to use God's name in vain. First, he notes that that word vain means empty or insincere. In Jesus, to demonstrate the greatness of your name, I recall the story of Peter and John, as told in the Acts of the Apostles. These two apostles, going to the temple at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which was one of the hours for public prayer among the Jews, they saw a man who was lame from his birth and was begging alms at the gate of the temple, which was called the Beautiful. And being moved with compassion, St. Peter commanded him, in the name of Jesus Christ, to arise and walk. These words were no sooner spoken, but the cripple found himself perfectly whole. And St. Peter lifting him up, he entered into the temple walking, leaping, and praising God. And so, Jesus, as I come to the end of this time of prayer, I ask you that I may never forget the power of your name, and that I may call on you every time I stand in need, and that I may also help others call on you, discover the power of your name. I also turn to you, the woman of that sweet name, Mary. I ask you to help me always trust in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into practice. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 minutes past the hour on Daybreak. On the optional memorial of the Most Holy Name of Jesus, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin the liturgical day joining in prayer with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn, as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. O God of truth, you detest those who worship false and empty gods. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your love. You who have seen my affliction and taken heed of my soul's distress have not handed me over to the enemy, but set my feet at large.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Tears have wasted my eyes, my throat, and my heart, for my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighs. Affliction has broken down my strength, and my bones waste away. In the face of all my foes, I am a reproach, an object of scorn to my neighbors and of fear to my friends. Those who see me in the street run far away from me. I am like a dead man, forgotten, like a thing thrown away. I have heard the slander of the crowd. Fear is all around me as they plot together against me, as they plan to take my life. But as for me, I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My life is in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of those who hate me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
How great is the goodness, Lord, that you keep for those who fear you, that you show to those who trust you in the sight of men. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plotting of men. You keep them safe within your tent from disputing tongues. Blessed be the Lord who has shown me the wonders of his love in a fortified city. I am far removed from your sight, I said in my alarm. Yet you heard the voice of my plea when I cried for help. Love the Lord, all you saints. He guards his faithful, but the Lord will repay to the full those who act with pride. Be strong. Let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God of kindness and truth, you saved your chosen one, Jesus Christ, and you gave your martyrs strength. Watch over your people who come to you here and strengthen the hearts of those who hope in you, that they may proclaim your saving acts of kindness in the eternal city.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
The heavens proclaim the justice of God.
All nations shall see his glory.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the lowly, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God, to comfort all who mourn, to place on those who mourn in Zion a diadem instead of ashes, to give them oil of gladness in place of mourning, a glorious mantle instead of a listless spirit. They will be called oaks of justice, planted by the Lord to show his glory. They shall rebuild the ancient ruins, the former wastes they shall raise up, and restore the ruined cities desolate now for generations. Strangers shall stand ready to pasture your flocks. Foreigners shall be your farmers and vine dressers. You yourselves shall be named priests of the Lord. Ministers of our God you shall be called. You shall eat the wealth of nations and boast of riches from them. Since their shame was double, and disgrace and spittle were their portion, they shall have a double inheritance in their land. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love what is right. I hate robbery and injustice. I will give them their recompense faithfully. A lasting covenant I will make with them. Their descendants shall be renowned among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them as a race the Lord has blessed. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul. For he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice, like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels. As the earth brings forth its plants, and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord.
The Spirit of God rests upon me, for the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the poor,
to heal the brokenhearted,
to proclaim that captivity is now ended and prisoners are set free. I have come forth from God and have come into the world. I have not come of myself. The Father has sent me
to heal the brokenhearted,
to proclaim that captivity is now ended and prisoners are set free.
From a sermon by St. Peter Chrysologus, Bishop.
In the mystery of our Lord's incarnation, there were clear indications of his eternal Godhead. Yet the great events we celebrate today disclose and reveal in different ways the fact that God himself took a human body. Mortal man, enshrouded always in darkness, must not be left in ignorance, and so be deprived of what he can understand and retain only by grace. In choosing to be born for us, God chose to be born by us. He therefore reveals himself in this way, in order that this great sacrament of his love may not be an occasion for us of great misunderstanding. Today, the Magi find, crying in a manger, the one whom they have followed as he shone in the sky. Today, the Magi see clearly in swaddling clothes the one they have long awaited as he lay hidden among the stars. Today, the Magi gaze in deep wonder at what they see. Heaven on earth, earth in heaven, man in God, God in man, one whom the whole universe cannot contain, now enclosed in a tiny body. As they look, they believe and do not question, as their symbolic gifts bear witness. Incense for God, gold for a king, and myrrh for one who is to die. So the Gentiles, who were the last, become the first. The faith of the Magi is the first fruits of the belief of the Gentiles. Today, Christ enters the Jordan to wash away the sin of the world. John himself testifies to this, is why he has come. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Today a servant lays his hand on the Lord, a man lays his hand on God, John lays his hand on Christ, not to forgive, but to receive forgiveness. Today, as the psalmist prophesied, the voice of the Lord is heard above the waters. What does this voice say? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Today the Holy Spirit hovers over the waters in the likeness of a dove. A dove announced to Noah that the flood had disappeared from the earth. So now a dove is to reveal that the world's shipwreck is at an end forever. The sign is no longer an olive shoot of an old stalk. Instead, the Spirit pours out on Christ's head the full richness of an anointing by the Father to fulfill what the psalmist had prophesied. Therefore your God, God your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Today, Christ works the first of his signs from heaven by turning water into wine. But water, mixed with wine, has still to be changed into the sacrament of his blood, so that Christ may offer spiritual drink from the chalice of his body, to fulfill the psalmist's prophecy. How excellent is my chalice, warming my spirit.
The wise men offered three precious gifts to the Lord on that day, and each of these gifts has a divine significance. Gold signifies the power of a king. Frankincense, the office of high priest, and myrrh, the Lord's burial. The wise men came to the stable to worship the author of our salvation, and from their treasures they offered these symbolic gifts. Gold signifies the power of a king, frankincense, the office of high priest, and myrrh, the Lord's burial.
Let us pray. O God, whose eternal word adorns the face of the heavens, yet accepted from the Virgin Mary the frailty of our flesh, grant, we pray,
that he who appeared among us as the splendor of truth may go forth in the fullness of power for the redemption of the world, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
24 minutes before the hour, on the optional memorial of the Most Holy Name of Jesus, the Monday after Epiphany. Today's Gospel is coming right up on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Monday, January 3rd, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, Jesus begins his public ministry from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Now when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and dwelt in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled.
The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, toward the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned.
From that time, Jesus began to preach.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
And he went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every infirmity among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Now, some folks have a problem with calling Mary co-redemptrix. But really, it makes perfect sense. Let's take a closer look. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 1, Advent and Christmastide. Old Simeon, having blessed the young couple, turned to Mary and, inspired by the Holy Spirit, opened her eyes to the sufferings her son would have to undergo and to the sword of sorrow that would pierce her soul. Pointing to Jesus, he said, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Commenting on this, St. Bernard says, "The time will come when Jesus will not be offered in the temple nor in the arms of Simeon, but outside the city walls on the arms of a cross. The time will come when he will not be ransomed with money, but will himself redeem others with his own blood. For God the Father has sent him as a ransom for his people. The suffering of his mother, the sword that will pierce her soul, will have as their only cause the agony of her son, his persecution and death, the uncertainty about when these things will happen, and the resistance to the grace of the redemption, which will be the ruin of many. Mary's destiny is bound up with that of Jesus in its operation and without any other possible reason. The joy of the redemption and the pain of the cross are inseparable in the lives of Jesus and Mary, as if God, through his most beloved creatures in the world, wished to show us that happiness is to be found close to the cross. Right from the start, then, the lives of our Lord and of his mother are stamped with the sign of the cross. To the joy of the first Christmas is soon added privation and anxiety. From these first moments, Mary already knows the pain that awaits her. And when her hour comes, she will contemplate the passion and death of her son with neither reproach nor complaint. Suffering as no mother could ever suffer, Mary will accept her pain in peace of mind, for she knows its redemptive significance. Thus the Blessed Virgin advanced in her pilgrimage of faith and faithfully persevered in her union with her son unto the cross, where she stood, in keeping with the divine plan, endured with her only begotten Son the intensity of his suffering, associated herself with his sacrifice in her mother's heart, and lovingly consented to the immolation of this victim which was born of her. Mary's suffering has an especially suitable meaning and is related to the sins of mankind. It is a co-redemptive suffering, and that is why the Church gives to the Blessed Virgin the title of co-redemptrix. We ourselves learn the value and meaning of the sufferings and troubles which are part of every human life when we meditate on Mary. With her, we learn to sanctify pain, uniting it to that of her Son and offering it to the Father. The Holy Mass is the most suitable moment for offering all that is most painful in our lives. And there, we will encounter Our Lady. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers, and you will find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 16 before the hour, let's pray with the whole Church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God?
When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God?
Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God.
My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God?
My tears have become my bread, by night, by day, as I hear it said all the day long, where is your God?
These things will I remember as I pour out my soul how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God. Amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy.
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
My soul is cast down within me as I think of you, from the country of Jordan and Mount Hermon, from the hill of Mizar.
Deep is calling on deep, in the roar of waters. Your torrents and all your waves swept over me.
By day the Lord will send his loving kindness. By night I will sing to him, praise the God of my life.
I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe?
With cries that pierce me to the heart, my enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, where is your God?
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, when your strength takes possession of us, we no longer say, why are you cast down, my soul? So now that the surging waves of your indignation have passed over us, let us feel the healing calm of your forgiveness. Inspire us to yearn for you always, like the deer for running streams, until you satisfy every longing in heaven.
When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God?
Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy.
Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy.
Come to our aid, O God of the universe, and put all the nations in dread of you. Raise your hand against the heathen, that they may realize your power.
As you have used us to show them your holiness, so now use them to show us your glory. Thus they will know, as we know, that there is no God but you.
Give new signs and work new wonders. Show forth the splendor of your right hand and arm.
Gather all the tribes of Jacob, that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name, Israel, whom you named your firstborn.
Take pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, your dwelling place. Fill Zion with your majesty, your temple with your glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy. The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord.
The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. To enlighten the world, Father, you sent to us your word as the sun of truth and justice shining upon mankind. Illumine our eyes that we may discern your glory in the many works of your hands.
The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. A child is born to us, a son is given us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
Men and women of every nation will serve him.
They will bow down in worship.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
The wise men came from the east to adore the Lord in Bethlehem. Opening their treasures, they offered him three precious gifts: gold for the great king, frankincense for the true God, and myrrh for his burial. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear. Holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The wise men came from the east to adore the Lord in Bethlehem. Opening their treasures, they offered him three precious gifts: gold for the great king, frankincense for the true God, and myrrh for his burial. Alleluia.
All the ends of the earth have seen Jesus Christ, the saving power of God. Let us praise him and cry out in joy.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Redeemer of all, you came to tear down the walls separating Jew from Gentile.
Root out the prejudice which erode the depths of our humanity.
Glory be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Through your incarnation and your birth, you established your presence among us.
Teach us to recognize the many forms of your presence in the church and in one another.
Glory be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You are the fullest revelation of God to men and women.
Show us how we can assent to your word with integrity of faith and action.
Glory be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You are God with us, wondrously transforming all creation.
Let every heart, every voice, every deed throughout the universe now be transformed.
Glory be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, whose eternal word adorns the face of the heavens, yet accepted from the Virgin Mary the frailty of our flesh, grant, we pray, that he who appeared among us as the splendor of truth may go forth in the fullness of power for the redemption of the world, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
I dare you, tell someone Merry Christmas today. You've got through this Sunday. Morning Air is next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. You go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.